Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Nicola. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you're well wherever you are listening in right now. One of the things I would love to talk to you about, and I'm going to talk to you today about, is separation. Can you save a marriage after separation, or is it the end? The most common questions I get asked is, how can you save a marriage after separation? Or how can I get my husband or wife to reconsider a separation? Or my husband and wife is insisting on a separation. What can I do, Nicola? These are important questions, as it's a critical time if you want to save your marriage. It doesn't matter whether you are currently physically separated or just thinking about having a separation. There are certain things you must do to help the relationship, regardless of the underlying problems. Separation is typically an emotionally tense time for both partners. Anxiety, feelings of overwhelm, frustration, regret, and loneliness are to be expected. However, a separation in marriage can also serve as a valuable wake-up call, giving both of you time to create and recreate a new beginning for you and any children. For some married men and women, separation has come after months or even years of tension and turmoil in the relationship. For others, it can seem more like a hit and run, where the shock of the news that your husband or wife wants to separate can literally knock you to the floor. Whether you saw the signs or not is not of importance right now. Beating yourself up, pondering over where you went wrong again and again, is only going to drive you further apart and most likely insane. Now is a time for action, and I've created this to help you. As how you act now, in the hours, the days, and the weeks after a separation, is critical, because it will determine how your fate as a couple will be. I know what works. I've helped thousands of marriages now, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes so many unintentionally make. If this is describing your situation, I suggest that you listen to this podcast straight away and that you follow the principles that I'm going to be sharing with you. You may also want to check out my free Marriage Secret Masterclass, which is a 60-minute video where I talk about the three key ways to really start transforming your relationship, even if you are the only one trying. And I'm going to put the link with this podcast where you'll be able to watch it. This video has transformed thousands of relationships now in record time. And so do check that out. Whatever you do, don't let another day go by without getting the right knowledge and support through a separation. If you don't want the separation, how to make it a part-time, short-time separation, not something that leads to divorce. So here are some strategies to save a marriage after separation. Step one is to avoid blaming. Blaming is not going to do you any good, but it can be so easy to blame your husband or wife for their action or their inaction in the relationship. In fact, the more you turn to focus on what went wrong and who is to blame, the more negative your picture of the relationship will become. Negativity breeds negativity. If you are focusing on saving your marriage after separation, then you'll want to deal with any anger or resentment in a healthy way. Helping individuals and couples rid themselves of resentment is something I've become somewhat of an expert in. It's important to rid yourself of anger, as you don't need to say anything to know your partner is angry. You can feel anger, you can feel resentment. It's one of those emotions and feelings that can be expressed without any words. Even someone's facial expressions can show resentment. You can feel a cold, intense, and protected heart. And you know the difference between an open and a loving heart. And this is why it's really important to take responsibility for our own attitude, for our own action, and look within. Looking within is the fastest way to save a marriage after separation. Step two is to set clear expectations of what the separation is going to look like. One of the reasons marriages tend to go through a crisis or even end in divorce is because of misaligned expectations, where a husband or wife thought their spouse would behave differently to how they are. Get really clear on what your partner is expecting from you during the separation. Get clear on how you both see it working. And make sure that your separation discussion covers all of these that are relevant or important to you. One, frequency of communication. How often are you going to communicate when you're separated? Type of communication. Are you going to email? Are you going to send cards? Are you going to WhatsApp? Are you going to call? How are you going to communicate? Three, financial matters. Who's going to manage what? How are you going to communicate over the bills? How is it all going to be divided or sorted? Child or domestic duties. Who's going to look after what? How? When? If you've got children, how are you going to divide the time? Who's going to do the homework? Who's going to take them to birthday parties and do things? This all needs to be discussed. Then there's social activities and events. Are you still going to go to family engagements, social activities, school events, or other events together, separately? And then lastly, very importantly, you also want to know what you're going to say to others. Ideally, you want to have a kind of celebrity statement. I say celebrity because this is what celebrities do when they get separated or divorced. They say, we are working things through and at the moment we're just taking time for ourselves. Or whatever it is, if you do need to tell. You may decide that you're not going to tell anyone anything until you've got through this. So it's completely up to you. And then there's the relationship. What is that going to look like? Will you still date? Will you still be intimate? Will you engage with each other? Or are you breaking dating and intimacy? Step three to save a marriage after separation is to address the root issues. The threat of separation or an actual separation can be a valuable opportunity to assess your relationship for what is working and what has not been working. I have everyone who joins the Empowered Love program email me a list of complaints their partner has made about them over the years. We then analyse them for common themes and fears. If you want to save a relationship after separation and stop divorce, the real issues really need to be addressed. As the problem I notice in my own relationships and in those I helped is that we bicker about a lot of surface stuff and the real pain or hurt is not expressed or healed. Perhaps you're listening to this thinking, the cause seems obvious. It's an affair. It's an addiction. It's an anger issue. However, behind these three, which I deal most often with, anger, addiction, and affairs, there are probably several underlying root causes linked to negative previous experiences and emotions that have not been addressed. Personally, I've suffered from many addictive patterns, and getting help to cure these was only the beginning. Underneath lay low self-esteem, a lack of self-love, loneliness, and a huge, and I say huge, and I really mean huge, amount of fear. That was me. What's underneath your troubles in your relationship? What is at the core? Support in this area can be vital, and ideally not solely from your spouse, from someone you trust, an expert in the field. Step four to saving your marriage after separation is forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, Anthony Robbins. It is an essential that you forgive and let go of the past to create a new relationship. How can you focus on a new beginning and a new relationship if you're stuck in the past? Even if you decide not to reconcile, you still want to let go of the past and forgive, because holding on to it is really painful and you want to free yourself from having to hold on to it. You want to learn from the challenges so that you can grow together again. And step five to saving a marriage after separation is to create special dates. The time you spend together after separation is essential, is key. It needs to be pleasurable, as whether you like it or not, both of you will be hypersensitive and more than likely analysing and judging everything. So you'll want to make sure that you meet each other at a good place, at a good time. If you're stressed from work, if you're tired, if you're hungry, if you're ill, or get road rage on a particular route, avoid these dates by planning it. Look for opportunities to interact with your spouse in a pleasant atmosphere. Often the men I support will say to me, "Nicola, my wife doesn't want to see me alone yet. I cannot do anything." However, through talking it through, we brainstorm ways in which they can actually make the simple of exchanges of children extra special. We look at ways that they can, even if they've only got 15 minutes when they're dropping off their children or doing the homework or fixing something in the house, how they can make those critical times to transform the relationship. And how they can make these special invitations to entice their partner and create special family events. So make it a priority to have fun and laugh together as a couple once again. So you can both remember why you fell in love in the first place and create new positive memories. Step six to saving a marriage after separation is one of the ones that I love the best, and that's look to the future. As you know, I'm all about the future and moving away from the past when it comes to working with couples. Reigniting passion in a marriage after separation requires leaving the past behind and creating a new way forward. No matter what has happened, if you want to save the marriage, the future has to look bright. There has to be meaning and reason for why the two of you are together. I cover three parts in this when I guide people to save their marriage and rekindle their relationship. These are creating new rituals, shared goals, and dreams, all of which can create a new positive path for you both. You may be thinking, "But Nicola, we are separated. We are not going to be talking about our future together." I get that. That is why you can do all of these steps without talking, simply by being and focusing on what you want. Step seven to saving a marriage after separation is respect. Respect your partner. A critical step towards repairing the relationship is reinstalling respect if lost, or maintaining it if you have it. Sharing respect throughout the separation involves sticking to the agreements that you made, not over-communicating, not under-communicating, listening and supporting one another, being flexible, respect for each other's space, respect for each other's pace of the relationship, respect for each other's boundaries in the separation, as well as support for the roles you each take on in your daily life. When we feel respected, we feel good and warm to our partner. If we feel disrespected in our relationship, the quickest way to get back respect is to respect them, to show so much respect that they will reciprocate, and this happens all the time. Respect is essential for relationship happiness. When overcoming challenges, respect helps to approach them in a kind and thoughtful manner. Step eight, to save a marriage after separation, is effective communication. It's crucial to be sharing your true feelings when going through a rough time in the relationship. Being vulnerable can build closeness. However, you need to be careful not to overexpress yourself, where you repeat how you feel and what you want to happen again and again. When we obsess about our wants, desires, and feelings in the relationship and continually push them on our partner, we crush the relationship and attraction. I used to keep saying to my ex, "But I want this and I want that." I didn't realize how self-centered I was being back then. It's so hard to see when you're in it. So be careful not to over-communicate. If you're confused on this, ask yourself, have I shown I care? Do they know that I care about them? If yes, then leave it. There's no need to keep on communicating if they know that you care and you love them and you're waiting for them and you're respecting their boundaries and space. If you're not sure, then send one message expressing that you care and that you're expecting their boundaries and you want to give them some time and you'd love to hear from them anytime they're ready. Because in doing that, you're showing you care, you're keeping the channels of communication open, but it's not too much. The bottom line to managing it is to show your true feelings, show your love, and avoid over-communication. I had a couple that I was working with that were separated last week, and she got very annoyed because her husband was texting her every day saying good morning. And she thought, what a pointless message. Why is he showing me good morning every morning? It used to just annoy her. And I said to her, well, what do you want? And she said, I'd rather just one message every other day or every 3 days with him showing his emotions to me. Good morning means nothing. And it's annoying. And it's like we don't even know each other. We were married, or we are married, she said, you know, for 12 years. And now he's just saying me a good morning, like a two words. And so it was actually turning her away from him. So get in touch with me if you're confused on this, because it's really important to get the right balance. It's really important how you act during separation is critical, and you may just want to brainstorm. As many of you know, or you may know, that I do offer a free relationship rescue strengthening consultation, and you can book that by visiting my website. I put the link below to how to get a free consultation with me. And if you're stuck, take advantage of this. Now, I do it because I really want to help couples to save their relationship. I really want to save any heartache and support you to have the dream life that you really want together. So I'd love to hear from you on this topic or any other suggestions or questions. Thank you to those who have left me a rating or review. I really appreciate it because it helps the show stay visible, which means more people can get the support that they need. And that's my aim. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you so much for listening. From my heart to yours, take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.